Aika.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Jamaica warmly welcomes the delegation of Antigua and Barbuda, a sister CARICOM state, and thanks the delegation for the update on the situation of human rights in the country. Jamaica commends Antigua and Barbuda for its commitment to improving the quality of life of its citizens through legislative reform and programs directed at increased socioeconomic advancement, in particular the protection of children and empowerment of women. Particularly commendable was the passage in 2015 of a suite of laws relating to children and families, as well as the Defamation Act and the amendment to the Trafficking in Person Prevention Act. We also commend Antigua and Barbuda for placing children with visual disabilities in the mainstream educational system from preschool, formation of the Multi-Stakeholder National Wellness Committee to address the risk factors driving the nation's and the Caribbean's NCD epidemic, and for its commitment to several socioeconomic programs, including those implemented under the PDV Caribe umbrella, itself a product of the Petro-Caribe initiative. Jamaica recommends that Antigua and Barbuda make a concerted effort to increase the number of households with access to piped water, sanitation, and electricity, with appropriate assistance from bilateral, regional, and international partners. We also encourage Antigua and Barbuda to prioritize its prison reform program to tackle overcrowding in prisons, in keeping with the government's stated ambitions in this regard. Finally, Jamaica wishes the government of Antigua and Barbuda all the very best in this.